Dear students, welcome to Comparing Quantities Module 3x3 of Class 7, Chapter Number 8. In this, we are going to learn how to find simple interest and problems related to simple interest. When we borrow some money from the bank, then we have to pay some interest to the bank. The money which we borrow is called the principal. The extra money which we have to pay to the bank to use that borrowed money is called interest. At the end of the year, we return the money to the bank with interest. That money is called amount. So, amount is equal to our principal plus interest. So, total it is called amount. So, amount is equal to, simply we say, P plus I. Here P stands for principal and I stands for interest. Now, how to find the simple interest? The formula is P multiplied by R multiplied by T. Here it is PTR by 100. Here P stands for principal, R stands for rate of interest and T stands for time period. Here is a question. In this example 1, Smita borrows a loan of ₹50,000 at 15% per year as the rate of interest. Find the interest she has to pay at the end of 1 year. In this question, P is equal to ₹50,000, T is equal to 1 year, and rate of interest R is equal to 15%. So, simple interest is equal to P multiplied by T multiplied by R by 100. So, 50,000 multiplied by 1 multiplied by 15 by 100. So, after simplification, we get a simple interest as ₹7,500. Here is another question to find the simple interest and also amount. The question is given as example 2. Find the simple interest on ₹648 for 8 months at the rate of 16 and 2/3% per annum. Find the amount also. In this question, P is equal to 648. Time is given as 8 months. That is equal to 8/12. That means it is 2/3 years. Rate of interest is 16 and 2/3% is equal to 50/3%. So to find the simple interest, we have to use the formula PTR by 100. After substituting those values, that is 648 multiplied by 2/3 multiplied by 50/3 by 100, that is equal to, simple interest is equal to ₹72. Now in this question, they also asked us to find amount. Amount is equal to principal plus simple interest. Here principal is 648 and simple interest we got as 72. So total value is ₹720 as the amount. We have some other formulae to find time, rate of interest and principal. See, we can find principal is equal to SI, simple interest multiplied by 100 by T into R. To find the time period, that is equal to SI into 100 by P into R. The rate of interest formula is simple interest into 100 by P into T. Here we are going to discuss some examples. First example is, find the rate of interest when ₹1200 amounts to ₹1320 in 2 years. Here the question is, we have to find the rate of interest. What are given there? Principal is it given as ₹1200, amount is given as ₹1320. Then simple interest is equal to A minus P, that is 1320 minus 1200 is equal to ₹120. So 120 is the simple interest. Now in this question, time period is given as 2 years. The question is, rate of interest you have to find. Rate of interest formula is I into 100 by P into T. After substituting the values, 120 multiplied by 100 by 1200 into 2, that is given as 5%. Another example, find the principal when simple interest at 16% per annum for 2.5 years is rupees 3840. In this question, we have to find principal. Here, principal is equal to I into 100 by R into T. I is 3840 and R is equal to 16% per annum. Time period is 2.5 years. So, after substituting I value, R value and T value, the principal we get as rupees 9600. We have another example to find the time period. Here the question is, find the time when rupees 1250 amounts to rupees 1950 at 16% per annum. In this question, principal given as rupees 1250 and amount is given as 1950. Simple interest is equal to A minus P, that is 1950 minus 1250, that is equal to rupees 700. Here in this question, R is equal to 16%. So here the question is, we have to find time period. Time period formula is I into 100 by P into R. So here I is equal to 700 multiplied by 100 by 1250 multiplied by 16. After simplification, we get the time period as 7 by 2 years, that is 3.5 years. With this, I am concluding the module 3 by 3 of comparing quantities. Thank you, one and all.